NHS documents confirm staff was ordered to administer midazolam. That's how you pronounce this. I looked it up. It's interesting, isn't it? It's like me, Daz, like dazzle. You dazzle me because I'm an innocent lamb. I can't figure out what this stuff is, right? It's almost like this mefepistrone or what. I call it Mephistopheles, the abortion pill. It's funny where these things come from. Anyway, the midazolam, a drug that causes life-threatening breathing problems. Oh, okay. Stop and think about what were the key things that they wanted to focus on. In the UK, they have a drug that suppresses your breathing. So you got a respiratory illness, you got bad flu, respiratory illness, you got maybe this is a pandemic. I still don't believe that it was designed, and we'll talk about that. There's a difference of opinion with people. I'm on the side that I don't believe that it was a lab leak. I don't believe it was a gain of function. I fought with the people at InfoWars. I said, you're selling this narrative because you want to sell product. You want to sell fear. You want people to watch you. You want people to buy your products. I said, I don't think that's the case. I said that at the beginning. I said that in December. I thought it was interesting that InfoWars, after I was gone about a year or so, I was criticizing them. They put together a thing talking about the lab leak stuff. And they put me on first because I was the first one to point out that the Wuhan biosafety level 4 lab, the only biosafety level 4 lab that they had in China, was right there where they were telling us that people got it from bat soup. But then I started looking at how highly politicized this was, how they were showing videos of people, very bad actors, collapsing in the street and so forth and so on. I said, no, this is, and then you had videos in the United States where they leaked out videos. They had one person, they were carrying their belongings. They had a whole line of people in a hazmat suit carrying their belongings into isolation. And I said, this is starting to look like the Skripal poisoning in the UK. Remember that? The double agent that they said Putin had poisoned him with the most potent nerve gases out there, which Putin laughed and said he'd be dead now if that were the case. And then, and on, I talked about that. But at that, you had pictures of people in the hazmat suits, and then standing right next to them were people without any protection at all. And you had a doctor who worked on Skripal and his daughter for over a half hour without any protection. She would have been dead as well. And so we see how they use these hazmat suits for theater. And so, by the beginning of January, I was like, no, this isn't it. That's not it. And I still don't think that's it. But take a look at, in the United States, what did they do? And I've talked about how pulmonologists, people who are respiratory specialists, they said, the last thing that you would do is take somebody who's suffering from a respiratory illness and put them on a ventilator like that, an invasive ventilator. And then the last thing that you would do is to give somebody like that this drug, midazolam. An official NHS document, this is the British doing this. So in the U.S., they made ventilators. Ramp these things, shut down Ford, shut down GM. You better make those things, said Trump, right? Peter Navarro, who's in jail. Good. Glad you're in jail, Peter Navarro. Hope you stay there. It's nothing compared to what you ought to be getting. Push these ventilators. And then in the UK, I guess they didn't have enough money to make these machines, so they went the chemical route to kill people. An official NHS document shows that NHS staff were told respiratory depressing drugs should not be withheld. Normally, if somebody's got a respiratory illness, you would withhold drugs that would suppress their respiratory capability. They're saying, don't hold back on them. What? You got this deadly respiratory disease that you're telling everybody? It's the most deadly respiratory disease we've ever had because we've never done anything like this lockdown. And you're saying, don't withhold these drugs? Countermanding what they're supposed to do? They should not be withheld. Urging them to treat people that they identified as having COVID-19. A respiratory disease. Give them this drug that's going to depress their respiratory function. Midazolam can cause serious or life-threatening breathing problems, such as shallow, slowed, or temporarily stopping breathing that may lead to permanent brain injury or death. And UK regulators state that you should only receive midazolam in a hospital or a doctor's office that has the equipment that is needed to monitor your heart and lungs and to provide life-saving medical treatment quickly if your breathing slows down or stops. They knew exactly what they were doing. He says, hospital death protocol in the United States, ventilators. And we'll pay, we got lots of money in America. So let's manufacture these machines. Let's pay people $39,000 to just put them on the machine. And then we'll give you a 20% bonus for charging them to use the machine. Yeah, Trump did not support ivermectin or HCQ. I know that he went out there and said, hey, isn't there some ivermectin? I've heard that. Well, he was not the person who started talking about that. That was already buzzing through social media. He shut it down. Because what he did after everybody was talking about this and sharing it on social media, hydroxychloroquine and zinc, ivermectin and other things, then Trump says, well, what about that? And couldn't we inject some sunlight into their veins? And couldn't we drink bleach or something? A whole bunch of stuff. It was a comedy skit. As I said before, it's like Abbott and Costello. And Costello says, hey, come on, you can't do that. That's what Fauci did. He took the straight man the path. And so Trump comes out and makes a mockery of it. And Trump does not say that he doesn't do anything to stop the FDA and Fauci and the rest of these people from coming after and penalizing people who use this. And these are drugs that were approved. This is simply off-label use that happens all the time. He did nothing to protect their use. He did everything to mock their use. But getting back to midazolam, the drug which is criminally used in palliative care in the United Kingdom, despite not being on the WHO's list of essential palliative care medicines, it should also be used with extreme caution in elderly patients. So, don't use this, except with extreme caution, with somebody who's got a respiratory disease and elderly people as well. So what do? They use it with elderly people who have respiratory issues. And just like with Trump and the ventilators, let's shut down everything, manufacture these ventilators. Matt Hancock, the guy who was laughing about how they made all this stuff up, the guy who was laughing about the lockdowns and the incarceration that he's putting people in, while he was having sexual liaisons with a married woman in violation of his own rules of lockdown, the same Matt Hancock, his health department, ordered 2 years worth of midazolam. And they went through it in 7 months. So you got 24 months supply, and they go through it in 7 months. They're using it at 3.5 times the rate that it was ever used before. And then when they kill these people, when they murder these people in their hospital system, this bureaucrat who's not, doesn't have anything to do with medicine, Matt Hancock, he doesn't have anything to do with medicine. This was never medical. It was always political. When they kill people with midazolam, then they say, well, they died from COVID. So it's a 2-for-1. You get rid of the elderly that are, bogging down your Social Security stuff, and then you also use their deaths to advance your pandemic lie. So they put people, it's not just the midazolam. They put people on end-of-life care. We've seen this over and over again. Our Amazing Grace, the young woman, Down's syndrome patient, who they murdered. And her husband, her father, is taking the case, and should be interesting this next year, because it's not about medical malpractice alone. The judge is going to hear the arguments that the hospital murdered their daughter. Our Amazing Grace, check it out. Scott Sherrod, I can't remember his name. Scott. I've talked to him a couple of times. Anyway, they put people on end-of-life care. They withdrew their medication. they deprived them of food and water. And they pumped them full of midazolam and morphine until they died of starvation and dehydration. This sounds like the Bushes and what they did. You know, Jeb Bush was governor. George W. Bush was president. This sounds like what they did to Terry Schiavo, doesn't it? You see, our politicians have always been like this. Trump's just another one of them. He's nothing special, except the way that he can bedazzle people with his golden trinkets. The midazolam murders. You stayed at home so the doctors and nurses could kill your friends and family with midazolam and COVID jabs and tell you that they were COVID-19 deaths. This is from the expose. They write, as the pandemic progressed, the government's true motives were revealed, as they were found to be putting vulnerable individuals into end-of-life care and administering a drug called midazolam to kill them while lying to the public by claiming that their deaths were due to the virus. The consequences of vaccination were also revealed, as it was not a vaccine, but an experimental gene therapy, the genetic code injection, the GCI, as I've been calling it for a long time, that had never been used on humans before, and for good reason. The fully vaccinated accounted for over 9 in every 10 deaths associated with the virus. And mortality rates per 100,000 were the lowest amongst the unvaccinated, highest amongst the vaccinated in every age group. 2 years after the initial rollout, 20 million deaths recorded in the Five Eyes countries. That's the intelligence one. The U.S., U.K., Canada, New Zealand, Australia. And in 26 other countries in Europe, resulting in 2 million excess deaths. This is very conservative. Other people have worked it out to be 17. In Europe, there was a huge increase in excess deaths among children aged 0 to 14 as soon as a vaccine was approved for children by the EMA, which is the European version of the FDA, European Medicines Administration or Association, whatever it is. By week 40 of 2022 in the U.S., 500,000 deaths among children and young adults were recorded following the COVID-19 injection rollout. I just say to these people, how could you possibly vote for Trump or Biden? How could you possibly vote for these murderers? How? I just don't understand it. I will oppose him the rest of my life. He needs to be hunted down. Got to get the shot. This is really going around. Got to get that shot. Going to save everybody's lives. You know, I'm the one who did it. It's me. I saved everybody's lives.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask, take your vaccine, don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds, it's the David Knight Show.